Okay, I just go back to the scrimmage first of all. I thought it was a really good scrimmage as far as situations for us. We started off a little slow offensively, but I like the mindset, come out, try to run the ball. Defense, I thought, started out playing with a lot of energy. Exactly what we had hoped to see from them. A lot of energy throughout first situation and the backed up situation. And then I think what was impressive was how the offense came back. They just kept their poise, resilient, marched the ball, got the touchdown, came back, got another touchdown. So really good signs. A lot of things we're looking at, you know, like Wiz, one of the things he really wanted to improve on was, you know, he had some things that he wanted to really look at. You saw those things getting taken care of on the tape, which was excellent. Julius Thomas, one of the things he wanted to, you know, work as far as being a leader and portray leadership-type qualities, and did a phenomenal job of that. Guys played well offensively. Mercedes, Julius, AJ played well. Blake, obviously, especially after the first two drives, really showed up. So overall, some good things. TJ Yeldon did a nice job. So, you know, defensively, looking at that, thought we played pretty solid. You know, the backed up situation and the first series, excellent by the first defense. And then the red zone, some things we can tighten up, but good throw and good catch. So overall, pleased with them. Guys like Aaron Colvin are starting to show up more and more. Sip showed up. And our linebacking crew, it's good to see Dan Scuda. I think he's getting more and more understanding of his position.
How do you think
it's pretty good. I thought, you know, as far as the communication up front, it's tough, you know, when it's thud. You know, all those guys would like to have it live. Those second nines would be maybe second sixes or second fives, you know, with the running back falling forward. So it's tough to get an evaluation, but the communication that took place, how the running backs meshed in with them with protection was very good.
What have you learned about that group to this point, if anything?
Well, I see them. They're really starting to become closer as a group. And I think counting on each other. They're understanding each roles, what their strengths are, and how they go about their job. And, you know, you're seeing them come together. And it's what we had hoped for. We got some strong competition taking place, though, up front.
What do you want to see Friday night from those guys against the
Well, team? I think continued progress, you know, as far as that. And, you know, the mentality about the ability to run the ball, especially when teams know we're going to run. And that's going to be so important for us.
What is TJ Yeldon
What's that?
TJ Yeldon, will you play Friday night?
We anticipate it. We anticipate. We'll see how he comes through. It's really sore right now. He strained it. We put a red jersey on him just because our defense is going after the ball so much, just to avoid any of those things. So we'll see how he comes through with practice.
Did he keep wearing that?
I don't know. We just did it today. We'll see how he comes out.
Who's
that, TJ? Very good. Very, very pleased with him, especially in the scrimmage.
You're trying out three defensive linemen. Does that mean maybe that Miller and Audrick won't play?
Well, you know what? They're being evaluated right now. It's probably more precautionary than anything. Bring in another body, especially an inside, you know, big end type, until we know where things are going. But we anticipate him to be back. You know, they're just being evaluated right now. We felt like we were going into training camp, felt like we could use another interior type guy. And now we're looking at him some more.
You see any early separation at all on the return, guys?
The return, it was tough. You know, we had a couple punts that were not returnable. That was unfortunate. So continue that process throughout.
You guys have got so many guys returning punts and kicks. Are you looking for one guy to kind of take the job, or are you kind of thinking this will be a return by committee?
Yeah, I mean, I hope there's more than that. I hope they make it real hard on us. But, yeah, eventually we'd like to get to the point where we have a great deal of confidence. I think they all have certain traits. We know what we're getting with Tannen Doss, Brian Walters. Those guys you can trust. You know what they're going to provide for you. It's these other unknowns, what they can bring. You know, the Rashad Greens and the Nick Marshalls, those guys. You know, what can they bring to the table? And that's what we need to find out in preseason.
What were the little things that Wiz did that you were impressed by that he got
toughness.
Cleaned up?
I think he will, you know, I mean, he is on it now. That guy's seen a lot of ball, the tricks of the trade, you know, managing the offensive line up front. All those things were good. I think the physical nature, you know, it was something that he really wanted to improve on, and it really showed up on tape.
Colvin had a really good day today. Can you talk kind of about the cornerback position and how the starters are kind of feeling their way out?
I think he has. I think he's stacked up a couple good days, and he's competing. I told you how much of a challenge it is now, playing inside and outside, and he's accepting those challenges, and he's making plays out here. And, you know, so he's been very impressive. That's a great competition going on there. And we hope to get Gratz involved in it as soon as possible as well. So we kind of anticipated that corner spot was going to, you know, turn out like this, very competitive. And it's showing that to me.
Was the Gratz involved today? It looked like he was out there.
Gratz,
yeah. Nope. Hey, Gus, obviously no rush for Klim, but what is his timetable?
You know what? You saw him today. I think when we had the cool zone, you saw him starting to do so. He's progressing really well. I told you we don't anticipate him playing this week, but, you know, then we'll reevaluate and go from there. But it's looking very promising.
There were a lot of kind of dropped up interceptions and missed opportunities throughout the last couple of practices. How do you go about coaching that up and fixing that?
You just trust it. You know, we tell them they come in bunches, and if you're near the ball and you have them, you just got to trust that. You know, we'll take advantage of those. And, you know, that's usually how it works out. At least we're close and we're getting the opportunities.